KQED.
The invasive European green crab has cost the East Coast fishing industry millions of dollars. And now it's been spotted in California. KQED's Peter Arcuni explains how ecologists in Marin County are striking back.
On a single-seat kayak, Ian Pritchard of the UC Davis Bodega Marine Lab is catching hundreds of green crabs.
Just pulled up a trap. I see we have 5 crabs inside, and I'm just going to toss them in the bin. And I got to rebait our trap and then just toss it in the water. And do that for this whole lagoon 90 times today.
The crabs Pritchard captures are small, most measuring less than 4 inches wide. Their shells are a mottled mix of green, gray, and red.
People around here tell stories about how they'd walk into the lagoon or start swimming in the lagoon and the crabs would be crawling over their feet and legs and things like that.
This is Kate Bimrose, who coordinates the Green Crab Project for the Greater Farallones Association. Back at the dock, she takes inventory of Pritchard's haul. Over the course of the summer, the team will remove over 10,000 crabs from sea drift, noting the size and sex of each one.
74, male. 64, female. And this one is actually gravid, so she's got eggs.
Bimrose says that in its lifetime, a single female crab can disperse up to 1 million eggs.
So you can imagine the type of population explosion that we could have if we let these guys run rampant.
European green crabs were first seen on the West Coast in San Francisco Bay in 1989. Researchers think baby crabs hitchhiked out here in shipments of live fishing bait sent from the East Coast. By the time the Green Crab Project began removing crabs in 2009, there were an estimated 90,000 invasive crabs in the lagoon. And at one point, the population spiked to over 300,000.
When we first started this project, there weren't much in the way of other species. Pretty much everything you got was all green crabs.
The number of green crabs in Seadrift has since dropped to roughly 40,000. A much more manageable amount. And here's the thing. Bimrose says that keeping enough of the larger adult crabs in the population is key, because the adults feed on the babies, keeping the population in check.
We are seeing some other species come back. They're just not as healthy and strong of a population as the green crabs are.
Meanwhile, the collected crabs are flash frozen and donated to local farms for use as fertilizer.
We like to call it a fully surf-to-turf project.
For the California Report, I'm Peter Arcuni.